In today's show, nearly 1 million blockchain addresses now HODL over one Bitcoin. And check it, the March monthly closing price was 28,476, making for a strong monthly close. And quoting Max Keiser, the high priest of Bitcoin, Bitcoin volatility reflects the fact that the global financial world is effed up. This is true. Price discovery. Preach. Also in today's show, Elon Musk requests dismissal of $258 billion Dogecoin lawsuit. I'll be breaking down this report, as well as more than 3,600 Bitcoin ATMs went offline to record the largest monthly decline. We'll also be discussing crypto exchange Bitrex to wind down its operations in the U.S. That's right. Please do take note. The exchange shared that all customer funds are safe, but advised that U.S. customers to withdraw their funds by April 30th, 2023. Also in today's show, the trader who predicted the 2023 crypto breakout says the Bitcoin chart looks absurdly good and shares his targets. I'll be that sharing that with you, including his $37,700 target. We'll also be discussing breaking news. El Salvador's president, Nayib Bukele, officially eliminates all income, property, and capital gains taxes on technology innovations. That's right. This is major news. All technology innovations, such as software programming, coding, apps, and AI development, computing, and communications hardware manufacturing will be exempted from taxes in El Salvador. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this, plus so much more, in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is First and Foremost, a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. Welcome everyone just tuning in. This is podcast episode number 1238, and today is Saturday afternoon, April 1st, 2023. I'm your host, JV, and naturally we have lots to cover. So checking out the market, as you can see here on your screen, Bitcoin pretty even currently for the day, trading at around 28,400. We have Ether barely in the red, down 0.4%, trading above $1,800, while many of the alts are currently also correcting and in the red. And checking out coinmarketcap.com, we're still sitting under 1.2 trillion as far as the market cap, with 33 billion in volume in the past 24 hours, with the Bitcoin dominance back on the climb at 46.4% and the Ether dominance at 18.5%. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers in the past 24 hours, we have Anchor leading the pack up 12%, trading just under 4 cents, followed by Shiba Inu up 6%, trading at virtually nothing, followed by Zilliqa up 5%, trading just above 3 cents. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers for the past week, we have KAS leading the pack, up 17%. We got SHIB up 6%, and Zilliqa up 5.7%. And checking out the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, we're currently rated a 61 in greed. Yesterday was a 63, last week a 64 in greed, and last month a 51, which is neutral. So there you have it. And again, welcome to everyone just tuning in to today's live show. I appreciate all of your support. At the end of the show, we always do some live Q&A, so make sure to stay tuned until the end. And also, I'll be reading all the comments out loud, giving everyone the opportunity to get their comments heard. And yeah, now let's dive into today's technical analysis. Bitcoin's long entrenchment under 24,000 provided ample opportunity for the smaller hodlers to increase their position size. According to on-chain data, nearly 1 million Bitcoin addresses now hold over one Bitcoin. Where my long-term Bitcoin hodlers at? Make some noise. Much of WISP was accumulated between 2021 and 2023. According to the on-chain data provided by Look Into Bitcoin, there are 991,670 Bitcoin addresses holding over one Bitcoin as of March 29th, a number that has risen consistently since Bitcoin's inception as more Bitcoin entered the network. However, that figure rose especially quickly after the collapse of the crypto exchange giant FTX back in November, from 915,000 on November 8th to 961,000 on December 8th. This event pushed Bitcoin price back down to 15.5, which is the current low for this cycle for the first time since 2020, likely giving dedicated hodlers a better chance. The stack sats, how many of you took advantage of that? Holla at your boy in the comments right down below. Now, manufacturers of individual crypto hardware wallets saw record sales in the days following the FTX bankruptcy, indicating a broad push towards individual wallets over centralized exchange wallets. That's right, because not your keys, not your cheese. Self-custody is obviously the way to go, and I would encourage all hodlers to look into it if you're not already holding your own private keys. This could also help explain the growth in smaller address balances, since exchanges often lump thousands of users' Bitcoin together into one blockchain address at a time. And furthermore, blockchain intelligence firm Glassnode noted that at the time that the Shrimp's blockchain addresses with one Bitcoin have been added a record to 96.2 thousand Bitcoin to their collective holdings within the months since the FTX failure. And over the long term, the number of wallets hodling 0.1 Bitcoin, which is over 4.2 million wallets, and 0.01 Bitcoin, which is 11 million wallets, have also continued to grow. Meanwhile, the number of addresses holding 10 Bitcoin or 100 Bitcoin has remained relatively flat since at least 2018, since wallets with 1,000 Bitcoin have fallen roughly 20% since 2021. Now, according to data from CoinMarketCap, it shows only about 11% of the Bitcoin supply is held by entities with greater than 0.1% of all the holdings. This is a fairly small amount of wealth concentration compared to certain altcoins like Ethereum or Cardano, whose figures are 39 and 33% respectively. And in 2021, CoinMetrics analyst Nate Medry suggested that Bitcoin's more even distribution is due to its proof of work consensus mechanism, which incentivizes miners to sell newly minted coins onto the market rather than to hoard them. So there you have it. And how many of you currently hold at least one Bitcoin? Let me know in the comments. And we had a strong March closing price of 28,476 as Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin Stock the Flow model, points out here. And I shared this morning, a clip of Max. I wanted to quote him because this is a very powerful quote. Bitcoin volatility reflects the fact that the global financial world is effed up. This is true. Price discovery. Preach. And with that being shared, fam, now let's discuss this latest lawsuit for $258 billion involving Elon Musk. That's right. Pretty wild figure, to say the least. Elon and his lawyers reportedly requested a U.S. judge dismiss a $258 billion lawsuit filed by investors who allege he operated a pyramid scheme to promote the crypto Dogecoin, which is currently trading at 8 cents. According to an April 1st Reuters report, Elon's lawyers stated that the lawsuit against Musk filed by Dogecoin investors in June of 2022 was a fanciful work of fiction in Manhattan's federal court. On March 31st, Musk's lawyers explained that his support for Doge on social media, including comments such as Dogecoin rules and no highs, no lows, only Doge, was too vague to warrant a fraudulent claim. The lawyer stated, there is nothing unlawful about tweeting words of support for or funny pictures about a legitimate crypto that continues to hold a market cap of nearly $10 billion. Musk's lawyers referred to his Dogecoin statements as Inicus, if I'm pronouncing this word right, and often silly tweets to convince the judge to throw out the multi-billion-dollar lawsuit. Musk was accused of driving up Dogecoin's price more than 36,000% over 2 years and then letting it crash, with it being alleged in the initial filing last year that he used his pedestal as the world's richest man to operate and manipulate the Dogecoin pyramid scheme. It was reported that the investors cited Musk's Saturday Night Live appearance in May of 2021, where he portrayed a fictitious financial expert and called Dogecoin a hustle as a reference point in the lawsuit. How many of you remember that when he appeared on Saturday Night Live, ultimately shilling Doge? And minutes after the television appearance, the price of Doge dumped more than 25%, falling as low as 50 cents from 66 cent highs at the show's start. Musk appeared to make numerous efforts to reignite people's enthusiasm for Doge following his television appearance. And how many of you remember, we're going to put Dogecoin on Mars or on the moon? This guy is full of himself, just FYI. No man has been to the moon. No man is going to the moon. The moon is not even a physical place to visit. We faked the moon landing, just FYI. If you haven't gotten the memo, look into it. Just saying. But anyways, fam, back to our story. He told Twitter followers just days after that he is working with Doge devs to improve system efficiency, that it could be potentially promising. During the market crash in March of 2022, Musk told his Twitter followers that he would not sell his crypto holdings, including Bitcoin, Tether, and Doge. I mean, Ether, my bad. So Bitcoin, Ether, and Doge. The lawyer representing the investors, Evan Spencer, reportedly stated in an email that we are more confident than ever that our case will be successful. Well, I think it's an insane amount to be sued for. I mean, is he even worth $258 billion anymore? Probably not, but nonetheless, he was absolutely shilling Doge. And as being the richest man in the world comes great responsibility. So I think he should be held accountable, at least partially, not for $250 billion, but maybe for what it's worth. You guys let me know your thoughts in the comments right down below. Now let's discuss the declines of Bitcoin ATMs. which is alarming. Check this out. Contradicting the global growth of Bitcoin adoptions rate, physical ATMs dedicated to crypto fiat conversions are on the decline. In March alone, 3,600 crypto ATMs were removed from the network, bringing down the total ATMs to 33,727 in the decade since the first Bitcoin ATM was launched on October of 2013. Yeah, that's right. 10 years ago, the net change of crypto machines installed and removed monthly remained positive most of the time, implying that total crypto ATMs worldwide were steadily increasing. However, the trend is reversed, according to data from Coin ATM Radar. And as shown right here in this chart, the net crypto ATM installations declined for 4 months between September 2022 and March of 2023. However, do note, with 3,600 crypto ATMs going down last month, March 2023 stands out as the month with the largest monthly decline, as you can see clearly in this chart, showing the number of Bitcoin machines installed over time, revealing the sudden drop in the total crypto ATMs. The significance of this reduction seems enormous, considering that the highest number of ATMs installed in a month was 2,048 back in January of 2021. And on the bright side, April broke the 3-month-long downtrend by recording 37 crypto ATM installations on April 1st. And current market leaders in manufacturing crypto ATMs are General Bytes, BitAccess, and Genesis Coin. After losing customer funds in a security incident in March that saw its customers' hot wallets access, General Bytes promised to reimburse the losses, quoting them here from Crypto Twitter. On March 17th to the 18th, 2023, General Bytes experienced a security incident. We released a statement urging customers to take immediate action and protect their personal information, and we urge all customers to take immediate action and protect their funds. And also quoting them here, it is what it is. I'm actually curious how many of you have actually used the Bitcoin ATM before and how many of you have a local Bitcoin ATM near you. I know here in Puerto Rico, as of last year, I started witnessing them in the local gas stations and convenience stores, and I'm seeing them pop up more and more often, which is a pretty good sign for adoption. But according to this, we're in a little bit of a decline here with new ATMs rising. So that's why please do let me know. Also like to point out in El Salvador, you can actually use Bitcoin ATMs without any fees. How cool is that? Whereas if I was to use Bitcoin ATM, there's going to be a convenience fee. You know what I mean? That's how they make money with installing these machines. So it could be anywhere from maybe 5 to 10%. So do keep that in mind. Now, the benefit is there's no KYC, no know your customer. So there's, you know, pros and cons naturally to using Bitcoin ATMs, and obviously the fees being the big con there. But it is what it is. If you need access to funds, it may be the best option for you depending upon your situation. But with that being shared, fam, now let's dive into our next story of the day. Did you know that Bitrex is closing up shop in the United States? That's right. Check this out and break this down for you. Crypto exchange Bitrex announced it will be winding down its operations in the U.S. due to a challenging regulatory and economic environment. The announcement was made on the platform's 9th anniversary, marking a bittersweet moment for the company. As quoting them here on Twitter, due to the continued regulatory uncertainty, we have made the difficult decision to wind down our U.S. operations effective April 30th, which means at the end of this month, all funds are safe and can be fully withdrawn immediately. So if you have your funds on Bitrex, be sure to remove them out ASAP and put them in your self-custody. Now, co-founder and CEO Richie Lai said that as the crypto ecosystem evolve, regulatory environments have become increasingly unclear and enforced without appropriate discussion or input, leading the uneven competitive landscape. This environment has made it economically unviable for Bitrex to continue its operation in the United States. So thanks to the regulators, at the end of the day, they're putting extreme pressure on these exchanges as the crypto crackdown continues. The company's founders decided to focus on helping Bitrex Global succeed outside of the U.S. Bitrex clarified that U.S. customers don't have to worry about the safety of their funds, as all their capital is safe and available for withdrawal. The platform shared that it will permit trading until April 14th, but advised customers to withdraw all funds by April 30th. And focused in 2014 by three cybersecurity engineers, Bitrex offered features like full-service API, near-instant atomic transactions, wallet infrastructure, and offline cold wallet solutions. Now, the winding down of Bitrex's U.S. operations is a reminder of the challenges faced by the crypto businesses navigating at an uncertain regulatory environment. On March 3rd, Ripple CEO Brad Garlinghouse warned that the SEC's regulatory approach puts the U.S. at a severe risk of missing out on being an attractive hub for the next evolution of the blockchain and crypto innovation. That's right. The United States is getting left behind as El Salvador continues to thrive. In a Bloomberg interview, Garlinghouse suggested that the crypto industry has already started moving outside of the U.S. Facts, because the country's crypto regulation is behind other nations like Australia, Japan, the United Kingdom, Singapore, Switzerland, and the list goes on and on. So once again, if you have any crypto on Bitrex, be sure to move it out ASAP or forever hold your peace. And with that being shared, now let's dive into a very optimistic Bitcoin target for the King Crypto. As per crypto analyst Don Ault, he is a trader who predicted the 2023 crypto breakout. He says Bitcoin still has a lot more room to the upside, so full send it, shall we? Synonymous analyst Don Ault tells his 500,000 Twitter followers, Bitcoin can soon surge by nearly 32% from its current value of $28,500. And according to Don Ault, Bitcoin looks as strong and strong as it continues its slow grind up despite a flurry of bad news over the past few days. Quoting him here, Bitcoin update changed the zones a bit. Generally looks absurdly good. Quite funny how the FUD of last week and the panic on Twitter aren't even visible on the chart. Goes to show you that most of the people are way too zoomed in. Facts. Now, he's also referring to the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, CFTC's recent charges against the top crypto exchange Binance. Its CEO, Xiangping Zhao, better known as CZ, and the company's former chief compliance officer, Samuel Lim, involving a long list of regulatory violations. And according to the top crypto strategist, Bitcoin remains bullish as long as Bitcoin holds the low of around 26,500, which was set after the news of the enforcement action broke. Quoting him again, the most important structure right now is the one we set on Binance, FUD. If we lose it, that'd be the first time over the course of this rally that bullish engulf bad news lows get rated. Would be enough for me to think we'll cool down for a while as long as it holds up only. And checking out his actual tweet here with his targets, you can see resistance at 28,900, which again, we've already crossed about 29,200 as the high for this year. Support at 28,000, breakdown target 25,200. So that would be the line in the sand for a breakout, and the breakout target, once we break out, it's going to be $37,700. How many of you would be pretty ecstatic and optimistic to see a $37,000 or $38,000 Bitcoin price action? Let me know in the comments right down below. I know I would be pretty giddy to say the least, especially, I mean, we're already up 72% for the year from the start January 1st to, you know, to the end of March 31st. Not too shabby. The first quarter, this is one of the best performing first quarters in Bitcoin history. And it is, in fact, the best since 2021. Keep it in mind, 2021 was when we hit the all-time high in November of roughly $69,000. So could this be deja vu all over again? Let me know your thoughts in the comments right down below. And now let's break down our final breaking story of the day. And that's discussing no taxes in El Salvador and all technology-related industries, which is a massive deal. So massive shout out to Nayib Bukele. In fact, he shared this just 21 hours ago. He shared the actual bill. And on the bill, it ultimately says it eliminates all income, property, and capital gains taxes on all technology innovations. So let's break this down, shall we? El Salvador, the first country to establish Bitcoin as a legal tender, has decided to eliminate all taxes on technology innovations. The move runs parallel to establishing the National Bitcoin Office of El Salvador, also known as the Bitcoin Office. When legalizing Bitcoin on September 7th of 2021, Salvadoran President Nayib Bukele saw the technology as a means to counter hyperinflation and dependence of the U.S. dollar. And over the past 18 months, El Salvador re-strategized Bitcoin investments and utilized capital gains in numerous instances to rebuild the nation. Let's go. And moving ahead with the strategy, Bukele believed in winding down tax requirements to expedite technological development. So while Sleepy Joe Biden is raising taxes in the United States, Bukele is eliminating them. Shows you the difference between a Bitcoin standard and a fiat standard, doesn't it? And as promised on April 1st, Bukele sent the bill to Congress and effectively eliminated all income, property, and capital gains taxes on technology innovations such as software programming, coding apps, and AI development, as well as computing and communications, hardware, manufacturing. Now supporting the initiative is the establishment of the Bitcoin Office, a regulatory body for conducting joint initiatives with Bitcoin entrepreneurs and companies. And according to the Association Bitcoin El Del Salvador, on BTC aims to position the country and the world as a technological and economic power. Facts. And you can see Max Keiser and Stacey Herbert over there making some big noise as well. And in addition to attempting a financial comeback, Bukele's ongoing efforts to reinvent El Salvador include promoting tourism, countering terrorism, and building regional business hubs. At the start of 2023, El Salvador passed legislation providing the legal framework for the Bitcoin-backed bonds called volcano bonds, all thanks thanks to Max Kaiser. So shout out to the high priest of Bitcoin. The terminology of the Volcano Bonds is derived from the Bitcoin City location, which is set to become a renewable crypto mining hub powered by hydrothermal energy in the nearby volcano. Let's go, Volcano Bonds. Bring it. So let me know your guys' thoughts on El Salvador and how many of you are actually contemplating relocating and moving out there and becoming a resident and taking advantage of their amazing tax laws in this Bitcoin country. Let me know in the comments right down below. And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in the live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode.